At romance. This blog post is sponsored by Divine Desserts Publishing, LLC. Check out our wholesome Hallmark style romances by visiting ceciliadotti.com/books. You may also just simply click on the link provided in this blog post. Have you ever had an online romantic relationship? Well, Samantha is about to start an online relationship with Heath, except, unbeknownst to Samantha, the relationship is really with Heath's preteen son, Donnie. This movie cracked me up. No, it's not one of my favorites, but I like it better than most of the Hallmark movies that I've seen. Hold on a second. Do you like clean, wholesome romance stories that remind you of a Hallmark movie? If so, you should read my novel, Loving Luke, by Cecilia Doughty. Loving Luke is every bit as good and sweet as a Hallmark Christmas movie. Now, back to discussing Chance at Romance. Samantha, a barista at a coffee shop, is tired of these going-nowhere dates. I chuckled when she was eating in the restaurant with her date. He was allergic to everything, and it was obvious he had some major issues. Well, when she spots Heath, as well as Heath's artwork, at a showing, she contacts Heath via his website. She has one of his prints, and she's always admired it. But instead of corresponding with Heath, she corresponds with Heath's son, Donnie, who is Heath's website manager. Donnie wants his dad to remarry, and he thinks that Sam is perfect. After all, she's not Celeste. Donnie can't stand Celeste, his father's art agent. Donnie sends Samantha a train ticket and makes arrangements for her to come to their house. She's then stranded because of bad weather and a road closure. I love the interaction between Samantha and Heath. The chemistry between them was strong. I also love seeing Donnie grow and learn to be a kid again. He's meddlesome and worries about adult issues, but Sam gently tells him that he should be hanging out with his friends instead of trying to set his dad up on a date. Donnie does reconnect with old friends as Sam's pot pie business booms during her short visit to Heath and Donnie's town. These pot pies looked amazing, and Hallmark should share a recipe for Samantha's homemade chicken pot pie. My only pet peeve about this movie was Heath. He was so, well, let's just say he wasn't very intelligent. Like, when he made the necklace with the porcupine needles for Sam, Celeste sees it and wants it. She gives him some stupid reason for wanting the necklace, and Heath gives it to her. What a dumb thing to do. He warns her not to wear it. Does he not realize that Celeste does what she wants to do? The woman does not listen. Heath really needs a good dose of common sense. Also, when Celeste picks him up from his house to go to London, well, he just goes with her. Another dumb move. I know she's his agent, but hasn't he ever heard of taking a separate flight? Celeste starts saying terrible things about Sam, and Heath barely says anything about it. He tells Celeste not to talk like that, but he was not very forceful about defending the woman he loves. I felt that he should have made more of an effort to defend Samantha's honor to Celeste. If he really loved her, he would have gone the extra mile to prove his love. Heath had no backbone, plain and simple. He was a weak hero. If he were stronger, then I believe this movie may have made my favorites list. Back to Heath. His calling Sam after he kisses Celeste. Why didn't he just go to see her already? Yeah, I know he shows up on a white horse at the end, but he should have gone after her after he discovers that she knows about the kiss. He didn't fight enough for Sam's love, and I don't think he did much of anything to discourage Celeste's advances. So, have you ever been in an online romantic relationship? If so, what happened? Did you marry? Did you live happily ever after? Share this Hallmark movie blog with your Hallmark friends and family. That's ceciliadotti.com/category/Hallmark movie reviews. Or simply share the link that's provided near the end of this blog post. Download wholesome Hallmark-style romances published by Divine Desserts Publishing LLC by visiting CECELIADOWDY.com, CeciliaDowdy.com, or simply click on the link provided in this blog post. Thanks and have a wonderful day.